I loved the emotional rush of being scared. I still do, of course. I don't go out much to haunted houses, but I still love good, old-fashioned, scary stories.
Listener discretion is advised.
Happy New Year.
Then January 2006, the police in Yuma received a surprising call out of the blue. The caller didn't identify himself, but he said he lived in Long Beach, California. 4 months after Jimmy Ferreira's murder, his 27-year-old nephew, Rick Hostero, visited him. He brought his 21-year-old friend, Donald White, with him. Hostero and White had been serving in the Marines, and they were stationed in Yuma. The trio had been drinking, and Hostero started to tell him about murder that he and White had committed. He said that both he and White went into Jimmy's home, and White had done the shooting. The man said he kept his nephew secret for 20 years. But then Hostero ripped him off in a real estate deal, so he decided to go to the police.
Here is a quick word from our sponsor.
We take this few seconds off to inform you, our valued loyal listener, about the best health and fitness podcast shows from the Nespod Studios. Join us as we give you the best of the best health and wellness updates you can rely on for the treatment of chronic health problems. Classic functional medicine back to basics health tips and special updates from the best doctors in the United States of America. Check out this health and wellness podcast shows. Explore Health Talk Weekly, Healthy Lifestyle Matters, Excellent Health Digest, Healthy and Free Daily, and last but not least, Weekly Health and Fitness Corner. Also, check out Nasty Boy CC, the truest story never told fiction podcast, for that real life on the go experience with the 27-year-old golden boy, who made our guest invite number one list. He tells us about his story as it happens in real time and in real life. It's Nasty Boy CC, the truest story never told. Go get a load of that happiness, because happiness is healthy as we know it. Join us every week as we continue to provide you the best of health and fitness wellness updates from around the globe. Enjoy the show.
The police decided to investigate Rick Hostero and Donald White. In 2006, Hostero was 47 and he was living in Vancouver, Washington, where he was running a bagel business his parents had started. He was married and had 3 children. Donald White was 41 and he was living in Bryan, Colorado with his wife. He worked as a commercial airline pilot. He also worked in the Army Reserves. The police learned that Donald White was about to be deployed to Iraq. In May 2005, one of the investigators flew to Oklahoma, where White was stationed. He was brought into a makeshift interrogation room on the base. After a few hours of interrogation, White confessed. He said he had been living in fear that day for 20 years. He explained that he and Rick Hostero planned out the murder together. But why would two young Marines want to kill an actor turned businessman? There was no evidence that the pair knew Jimmy. It turned out that one night in 1984, Hostero was at a bar in Yuma. He met a woman and they started dating. That woman was 33-year-old Delma Ferreira. They had met while Delma and Jimmy were separated, but she had kept seeing Hostero even after she and Jimmy got back together. White said that one day in the summer of 1985, Delma told Hostero that they wanted to be together, he needed to kill Jimmy. If he did it, she would pay him $50,000. Hostero and Delma convinced White that Jimmy was abusive. Jimmy grew up in a household where his mother and sisters were abused, so he did not like men who hurt women. Hostero also promised him $25,000 to do the shooting, so White agreed. The police surmised that Delma wanted out of the marriage, but wasn't satisfied with taking half of it if they got divorced. Instead, she wanted him dead so she could get everything. On the afternoon of the murder, Hostero walked around the neighborhood. He was the one who asked Jimmy's friend where Jimmy lived. The sketch looked a lot like Hostero. Thelma then started an argument with Jimmy so she would have a reason to leave, thus providing her with an alibi. Then that night, Costro and Rick went over to Jimmy's home. Thelma had given them a key. They entered the back door, and Jimmy thought it was Thelma returning home. Jimmy moved towards the back door, and White shot him 4 times. After the murder, White and Costro dumped the rifle in the river. Meanwhile, at Jimmy's niece's home, Thelma was leaving messages on the home phone. After confessing, White was arrested for murder.
This will conclude the episode. Thanks for tuning in. If you like what you hear, please leave a comment and subscribe. Thank you.
We have a great show today, but first, take a second to make sure you've subscribed to our show wherever you're listening to podcasts. It's the best way to make sure you don't miss any of our episodes. Thanks.
This will conclude the episode. Thanks for tuning in. If you like what you hear, please leave a comment and subscribe. Thank you.